This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We were talking about some report previously that says that millennials value politics over good sex on dating sites or something like that. And I think we pretty much talked that one to death. Obviously, we talked about the Mueller report that's on people's minds these days. I guess I'm unsurprised by the whole thing. But I've got an article here from the BBC. And this is somewhat related to what we were just talking about. It says people don't become adults until their 30s, scientists say. Have you ever been told to grow up in your 20s or you need an excuse as to why you still find cat videos on the internet really funny? I find cat videos on the internet funny.
You can pay your bills and also laugh at cat videos.
Yes, you can do that. Well, now you might have an official reason as to why you're not acting like a mature adult. People don't become fully adult until they're in their 30s, according to brain scientists. I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound like something a brain scientist would say.
Prior to this, they were saying things like 25.
I remember 25 when I was 18. They were like, "We hate you because you're not 25." I was like, "Well, I hate you too then." And then when I turned 25, they were like, "Oh, we like you now." I was like, "F off."
Currently, people don't become fully adult until their 30s. Currently, the UK law states you become a mature adult when you reach the age of 18.
The UK law does not state that. It grants you contractual rights.
Yes.
Age of consent. The right to leave your parents' house. No, the UK law does not state that you become a mature adult at age 18.
No, it doesn't. Scientists who study the brain and nervous system say the age at which you become an adult is different for everyone. Well, that sounds accurate, and I don't think anyone would disagree. Research suggests people age 18 are still going through changes in the brain, which can affect behavior and make them more likely to develop mental health disorders. Professor Peter Jones from Cambridge University said...
Is he a brain scientist?
He must be, right? Otherwise, why would we be talking about him here? What we're really saying is that to have a definition of when you move from childhood to adulthood looks increasingly absurd. And I would agree with that. It's a much more nuanced transition that takes place over three decades. I guess systems like the education system, the health system, and the legal system make it convenient for themselves by having definitions. When you reach 18, you can vote, buy alcohol, get a mortgage. And
no, you can't.
What's that?
You can't buy alcohol at 18.
Oh, this is BBC.
Okay.
And they're also treated as an adult if you get in trouble by the police, which is pretty important. Right? It's here in the United States. So what they'll do is that you're a juvenile unless you commit what they call an adult crime, and then they'll charge you as an adult. But if you're over the age of 18, they never would, you get caught spray painting, they're not going to charge you as a juvenile because it's a juvenile crime.
I've never seen any state that works that way.
What do you mean?
So they usually have a cutoff, and then there's also usually a range where they can argue about it. So... it's like, okay, well, at 17, you're an adult, and from 10 to 17, you're a juvenile unless we deem you an adult.
Right. Well, how can you deem a juvenile an adult? Because they feel like it?
I mean, basically.
Yeah, it
they have
make
to
any
prove,
sense.
Allegedly, they have to prove that you have the mental abilities of an adult, which...
how could they possibly do that? Everybody knows that, 14-year-olds don't have the mental capabilities of adults. I mean, it's frankly ludicrous. Let's see. Going on. Despite this, Professor Jones says he believes experienced criminal judges recognize the difference between a 19-year-old defendant and a hardened criminal in their late 30s.
That's typically true.
I think the system is adapting to what... well, there's plenty of people who are in prison, at least in the Florida State prison system, who committed a crime when they were 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, who will never see the light of day. So.
Yes, and I'm not advocating for the criminal system, but I think that overall judges will be like, okay, well, you're 19 versus I've seen you five times. You're 30. Quit doing this.
Yeah, judges may note that difference, but judges really don't have much sway in sentencing anymore. And the ones in the cases that they do, they're incentivized to give, or at least at some point in the recent past, were incentivized to give heavier sentences rather than light ones. I mean, you know, the Florida system went from a game time system where people would do 10% of the time they were given to a system where they had to do 85%. Like, that doesn't solve crime. That's just a reaction to a bad legal system, an already inefficient legal system. Anyway, going on here. By the way, if a young lady has sex at 14 or something, whether she's an adult or a kid, it doesn't change the consequences of her actions. You know, whether she no. You decide whether she's an adult or decide whether she's a kid, it doesn't change those consequences. She's still going to have to deal with a pregnancy. I think the system is adapting to what it's what's hiding in plain sight. The people don't like the idea of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, he said. I don't know what that means. There isn't a childhood, then an adulthood. People are on a pathway. They're on a trajectory. Jones is one of a number of experts who are taking part in a neuroscience meeting hosted by the Academy of Medical Sciences in Oxford. Yeah, I mean, this seems like pretty clear statements. Melanie, you're above the age of 30, right?
Yes.
So did you think at 25 you were thinking the same as you are now?
No, and I don't think I'll be thinking the same I am in 5 years that I am now. That's just a statement that people progress. It doesn't have anything to do with when you're not an adult.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I tend to, you know, I've always sort of accepted this notion that people become adults at about 25. Like, you know, the stuff that's going on prior to 25 looks a lot like not adulthood. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to make your own decisions or anything like that. It just doesn't look like what I would call adulthood. Obviously, you're responsible for your actions. You're responsible for your actions whether you hit 18 or not. There's not much evidence that you're not. You walk out in front of a bus, it doesn't matter if you're 12 or 33.
So if you're going to say that 18-year-olds are less experienced than 25-year-olds, well, yeah, obviously that's true. To me, the more relevant question is, does it still benefit you to have someone else, you know, be controlling your life? And in a incredibly small subset of people who are ultra-wealthy, that is probably the case. For the overwhelming majority of humans on Earth, it does not benefit you at 18, 24, 16 to still have somebody who can, you know, tell you that you can't have a job, move out, and eat cereal for lunch if that's what you want to do.
I find it interesting that 18-year-olds are considered, that honestly, unprepared for the world. And people do consider that. I do. I certainly believe that. We don't give them the right to drink, but they can sign a contract that puts them in the military for 6 years. They can sign a contract that puts them into debt for college for $100,000. I mean, these are some pretty serious situations that we allow 18-year-olds to get into. And I kind of feel like they're being preyed upon in many cases by people who are not 18, who are helping them in these circumstances. Now, I would agree with you that, yeah, you probably don't need a lot of people, making decisions for you or whatever, when you're 18, that you're the best person to make decisions, but that doesn't make you good at it.
Well, right. And so these people aren't, it's kind of like comparing what we have to some ethereal utopia. You have to compare what you have to what the alternative is. These people aren't all going to college over the objection of their parents. They're going to college most of the time at the strong suggestion of their parents.
Their parents, their guidance counselors, their teachers. I mean, the whole system stacked against these kids.
So then what you would want to do, not you personally, but what somebody who doesn't think you're an adult until 30 would want to do is say, okay, not only now can they suggest you go get an $100,000 debt, they can now force you into $100,000+ debt because you're not 30 yet. No, absolutely not.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet or buy Bitcoin and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. Places like saveatpurse.com. They just rolled out local.bitcoin.com, which is a service that allows you to meet with people and get Bitcoin right in your town. You can read the latest news or engage with the community and the Bitcoin forum. You can learn more at Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for news and features and everything you need when it comes to cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm just hoping that the Hindu temple that we have here, I hope they start a feeding band program. Because they have those at other
Hindu
cities.
Temple in New Mexico, I presume Albuquerque. You want
right.
them to have a speeding program?
No, feeding band.
Feeding,
program.
Feeding. Okay.
Yes. yes. So, the Hindu temple is new. They never. The Catholics here never welcomed the Hindu religion. I guess they were always taught that they were a cult. But I really like
who did welcome them?
The Catholics here.
Oh, Catholics. Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's what established religions do. Established religions tend not to believe that other religions are acceptable.
Right. They would say that. But the Mormons have many, many temples here, and the Jewish synagogues they have many. Many, several of those Jewish organization buildings here. And
well, it's not like you need an invitation to open up a church or a religious building. So the Mormons and the Jews just didn't care what the Catholics thought about their particular religion. I don't think the Hindus probably really cared either. But they, penetration from half a world away is more difficult than from half a continent away.
Yeah, so, and then I believe really they used to have a white van, and I think they would do it in San Diego, and they would come out in Honolulu, and they would come out to the park and beat people dead. See, they believe that the prasadam, the food, is addicting, because they pray over it as special energy, and people become devotees just because of the food. I see that.
They think that people
that?
Are going to become Hindus because they ate food that was prayed over by Hindus?
Well, the Hare Krishnas, people just ate the food, they became devotees. And one of the
I mean, having the only
that.
Source of food is a good way to get people to join your organization.
But it's not the only source of food.
No, it's
well,
not
it's
the only
not
source of food,
in
it's
New Mexico.
Well, Sunday, see, it was 5 o'clock Sunday evening. I would go there, and they would put on a free feast, and then they would bring out the food trucks. And the people that were involved in eating it, they became devotees just because of the food, you know?
Okay.
And so
you're saying it does work. All right. I mean, I'm skeptical of this. It seems like if you just hand out free food, you get the sort of people that want free food, not, people that are going to necessarily be, devotees to your religion. It seems like they would probably go around, let's see, the Hindus are doing it on Thursday, the Catholics are doing it on Friday, Mormons doing it on Saturday, Jews doing it on Sunday.
That's what people did in undergrad. They just eat lunch at whatever church had free lunch that day.
Yeah.
But, I kind of scoffed at it. When she told me that they became devoted just because they ate the food, I said, oh, please. But see, they put the food underneath a picture, like a deity picture of a god. They ring a bell and they pray over the food. And I believe that there's a special energy that goes and touches the food and people become more conscious towards that religion. The more accepting, but I don't see, but you don't, you, but it's hard to swallow that when they say that it's been kissed by God.
I mean, or it could just be that if you hang out with Hindus once a week, you're more likely to become a Hindu than somebody who's never met one.
I guess that means that they have better stuff that they're talking about, more interesting stuff than the places that these people were going to get food otherwise, if that's the case. Sarah, it's very interesting. Thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I don't see much of a question there. Should churches be allowed to hand out food? Obviously. Is it a recruitment tool that works? Probably. Some point. But, I don't know exactly what or how. So, anyway. 855-450-3733. Got this. We were just talking about the article here where people don't become adults until they reach their 30s, according to brain scientists, here at the BBC here. I'm not entirely sure I agree or disagree, but I think it's very interesting.
I'm not entirely sure they even have any credentials whatsoever.
Well, the BBC, they got some credentials.
No, the brain scientists.
Yeah. Another one here I've got. This one just amused me. Apparently, in some online Twitter screed, Cher, while I guess attempting to demonstrate that men should have their bodies controlled by the legal system the way that women do, called for a law ensuring that men must be circumcised and show papers. Or... for other evidence, we'll call it.
There's no requirement remotely like that for women, though, in this country.
Not in this country. But, basically, if you decide that, abortion laws affect a woman's body as opposed to the body of, say, an unborn child, then any ridiculous statement then makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, kicking your pregnant girlfriend down the stairs is also illegal.
Well,
so that's equally illegal.
Kicking your girlfriend down the stairs is illegal. Are you saying that it's additionally illegal?
In a lot of states, yeah. A lot of states have feticide laws for unwilling, abortion upon an unwilling woman. They can't call it murder, but you're going to jail.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think that that's the not just going to jail. Bad things are going to happen to you. I tend to agree with this the statement. However, I don't know. I certainly don't get as worked up as everybody else does about this particular law. It seems like, to me, abortion laws are just, they're genocide committed by the liberals on the liberals, the poor on the poor, and the, below-average intelligence on the below-average intelligence. But anyway, just when you thought Hollywood couldn't get any further from reality, Cher reminds everyone why most actors and actresses should stay out of politics altogether. Left-wing pop icon Cher suggested in a recent social media post that women create laws over men's bodies, like banning the use of Viagra and giving the death penalty for those that use massage parlors. Republicans believe they've got God-given right to dictate what we do with our bodies, she exclaimed.
Prostitution is already illegal. What is she talking about?
Well, it's not the death penalty. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
The president's comments as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Federal prosecutors in New York are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
Avenatti's alleged unnamed co-conspirator in his extortion case is now ex-CNN analyst and celebrity lawyer Mark Garagos. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 15 points to close at 25,516. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. I do want to ask you for a favor. So we are using this new channel called Twitch, or it's new to us, right? I guess new compared to Free Talk Live. We've been around forever. But if you go to twitch.freetalklive.com, it's a way that we can stream high-quality HD video of Free Talk Live, and it's a way for new people to find FTL. If you go to twitch.freetalklive.com, we're trying to reach this promoter status or some new status, and we need a certain number of viewers for the whole month. So if you go there and you just open up the browser window at twitch.freetalklive.com and keep it open. Whenever your computer's on, just keep that browser window open. Then you're helping us out because we're getting another viewer there, and that's how we need to do this. So twitch.freetalklive.com. That's twitch.freetalklive.com. Go on here reading Cher's bizarre tweet rampage. Women must make laws to control men's bodies. No Viagra. Rogaine, testosterone, all men must be circumcised and show papers, or, well, it begins with a P, and it would be the evidence that you were circumcised. To prove it, massage parlors punishable by death. Men take the pill. When I was single, I would have loved a pill for the men.
Yeah, most men who would be in a position to have that problem have told me, that I've talked to, have told me that they would like for that to be legal now. Thanks, please.
Yeah, that would, I would love a pill for men. Earlier this month, she suggested that President Donald Trump supports supporters of child molesters and wife beaters. Why is Trump always PR man for villains? 72-year-old asks, why does he kowtow, kiss, butts of dictators, child molesters, murderers, wife beaters, anti-Semites, white supremacists, haters of all skin, not lily white? It just sounds like a politician, frankly.
Those didn't even sound like sentences.
Well, it's Twitter. It's not really sentences.
Oh, okay, so you have the character limit. All right.
Yeah, the character limit's twice as much now, so it used to be like 144, maybe it's 288 or something, 140, 280, I don't know. It's gotten more. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of amusing, this screed, and it shows how unglued people have become over this particular president. And I think that this new Mueller report has probably sent some of these people. Well, we read articles here on the air that there were people who were staying alive to hear the Mueller report, that they were trying to hold on to life itself, old people just waiting for the Mueller report to come out so that they could find out that Trump was going to be impeached and they could die in peace. And what's it like for those people today?
Well, they might be dead.
They probably died of disappointment. I'd like to see the statistics on how many people died shortly after the Mueller report was released. There's a lot of deluded individuals that are just hanging on, thinking that this Mueller report is somehow going to... Well, there's something hidden in here. It hasn't been released yet. We don't know. It could still happen. That amuses me. I'm not the biggest Trump fan in the world. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. He's not my guy by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm not going to get all bent out of shape. It's just amazing to watch my friends, especially on Facebook, just every time. I mean, Facebook's been around long enough that I can see this. When Bush is in office, the Democrats are going bananas. When Obama's in office, the Republicans are going bananas. Now Trump's in office. Well, frankly, both of them are going bananas, but half of the Republicans and all the Democrats are just going nuts. No, ladies and gentlemen, no. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to see a Democrat elected in 2020. That's a prediction, admittedly. It's certainly not gospel truth. But, I mean, you know, it really takes something for this to occur. There's only been very few instances in recent history that somebody didn't get two terms. In the one case, you had Jimmy Carter. Now, he had a terrible economy. Trump does not have that. And in the other case, it was George Bush Sr. And he had a third popular candidate running against him. He had Ross Perot. You're not going to have, at this point, there is no third popular candidate on the horizon. You know, the Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is not going to be running as a Green Party member. That's what it would take, to my mind, is it would take somebody with name recognition that...
Well, that would split the Democrats anyway, but...
Well, they would have to be... The only way that Trump's going to lose in 2020 is if somebody like Dwayne the Rock Johnson gets the Democratic nod, and he's probably not liberal enough for a lot of Democrats out there. And the funny part is that they've got all these different liberal Democrats vying for the slot. This is going to be the liberals are really shooting themselves in the foot. And when I'm saying the liberals, I'm saying that on purpose, because Democrats aren't necessarily liberal. But there's a large, powerful contingent of Democrats that are liberal. And those people are going to run, and they're going to finally get their candidate in a year that they cannot win, making their whole run unimportant, and they're going to, you know, it's going to be used as evidence that liberals can't win. Well, you can't win anyway this go-around. So Bernie, running at, what is he, 89? I have no idea. Elizabeth Warren... The list goes on and on of these highly liberal candidates, and they're not going to go anywhere. Well, that's my opinion anyway. If you think you know something different, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'd love to hear it, because I'm certainly not right all the time. And, you know, I mean, I feel bad for these folks. In many cases, they really get whipped up. But, you know, Trump isn't going to just go away as much as you want that to happen. By the way, if he did go away, then you get Mike Pence as president. Is that a win? Melanie, tell me about this, apparently the story that New Zealand had some kind of gun confiscation site, maybe information or something on what to do with your gun, and that it's been taken down because they got too much trouble on it over there?
Yes, yeah. So after the shooting, which was blamed on the U.S. somehow, in New Zealand, a guy shot up a mosque. And so New Zealand was like, well, hey, you can turn in your guns if you want. Just fill out this form online and tell us, you know, things like how many guns you have, what kind. And you can turn them in. And we're not going to confiscate them yet, maybe, but, you know, you can turn them in if you want to. So a bunch of people, I know that some of them were from the U.S., but a bunch of people turned in trolling forms, because it wasn't, like, password protected or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Go fill out, is anyone with internet access could just go fill out one of these forms. Uh-huh. And so they had that so much that they took down the site.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? How are they going to prove that somebody filling out the site is from New Zealand? I mean, that's not going
to
work.
Yeah, so this one guy wanted to turn in his military-style semi-automatic. Serial number, can't say that on the air. The caliber of the firearm, it's an airplane, so missiles probably. Firearm accessories, half a tank of gas and a flat tire.
What? Just saying silly things, and yeah. But some bureaucrat has to go through this and look at it all. Well,
this guy was going to turn in a thermonuclear bomb because his wife keeps nagging him to get it out of the garage.
Well, I mean, you want to be able to park the car in the garage. I mean, what did you pay for the garage for? To store stuff?
I mean, I don't know what nuclear bombs go for, but I imagine they go for more than a garage is worth.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what, I mean, who are you going to sell it to?
Someone horrible and evil.
Right.
I don't know.
So who's willing to pay for it? Because the government's just going to come in and take it. So that's the problem with having a thermonuclear weapon, is there's nobody to sell it to. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can also call us using the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. You can get the app there, or you can just look through on the page. I don't think you can call through on the web browser page, though. You have to get the app to do that. It's best to use your phone, but the Discord will use the data aspect of your phone and put together a much better quality call than just a regular telephone line. It uses the copper, the old copper system. Just not going to work as well. That's discord.freetalklive.com. Melanie, we were reading this article that apparently the New Zealand government was putting up a website to help people give their guns away to the government. And turns out some nasty Americans that like guns went and trolled the bejesus
out of them. Yeah, and so they specifically said that they don't know that they were Americans. I know on the internet some of the people who did this. I don't think that any of them are, any of theirs are on here. But yeah, this guy wants to get one of a B-61 thermonuclear bomb.
So he's trying to turn in a thermonuclear weapon. Pretty clear he doesn't have that.
Yeah, and then he said, I'd be more than happy to drop it off. Just let me know where you want it. Exclamation point.
Well, that's not quite a threat.
It might close. Be in New Zealand. I don't know.
Right? You never know in New Zealand.
a phased plasma rifle? I don't...
That's probably from some particular genre of science fiction. Yep.
And they wrote a poem in the firearm accessories.
Just wrote a poem? Okay, yes. Well, nice to have a poem. Is it a lewd poem? It's like
I'm not.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Sure. I feel like it is, but I'm not sure.
Okay. How do you know if how is it that you don't know that a poem is lewd?
I mean, I could probably say it on the radio, but I feel like it's alluding to things. I'm not sure.
Well, if it doesn't use the naughty words, then let's give it a shot.
Okay. Firearm accessories. This guy listed big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. Oh,
right.
He tries to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
It's got to be a song lyrics. All right.
This guy, type military style semi-automatic, model poop flaming gremlin, firearm accessories, grid pod with the bipod thing, tactical red laser, sight mark red dot, punchy cord sling.
That does. So what that's lampooning there is that those that are called liberals, I don't even know what term to use to describe everybody out there, but let's just use the term liberals. It's one that has it, are often scared of black rifles. The same rifle with a wooden stock is less feared than the rifle.
Then be safer, flame retardants. Quote, assault rifle.
Yeah, I think it's a marginally, only the most marginal of safety had, but it's really just an appearance. It's like saying red cars run over more people, so they've got to get rid of them. That's silly. Everybody knows it's silly. So, you know, when you're thinking about these rifles out here, military style, that's the terminology that they're using these days. You know, a military style rifle, well, just because it's black and has rails that you can put accessories on does not mean that it's military style.
Yeah, leftists are racist towards rifles.
Yeah.
They don't like the black ones. Also, he wants to turn in a Molon Labe port cover.
Molon Labe, come and take it. What port cover? What is that?
I don't know, and I don't know if it's even a real thing.
Okay.
An SMW with a type of caliber of the big boy Fitty Cal.
Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me. So what was the result here? They pulled the whole website down because too many people were sending silly things to them?
Yeah, so then they said apparently a number of people outside of New Zealand, I don't know how they determined that or if they did, weren't too thrilled on the idea of gun control, websites being blocked, or people being arrested for simple possession of a video. Others are directly reporting that to the prime minister is a thief and reported it on this form. Furthermore, some online have poked fun at the website's first sentence after the registration is complete because they misspelled submission. Although I don't know if that's
Is that the article that misspelled submission, or is that the...
No, the New Zealand website.
Okay, well...
But I don't know, even if it's originally in English, sometimes when you go into foreign websites, things get not how they originally were.
Huh, well, I haven't had that experience.
And so the article goes on, how are they going to handle these firearms the same way they did in Australia? They're going to confiscate and destroy them. Don't look for the New Zealand police to cradle the guns with white gloves and place them on feather-filled lace pillows. That was oddly specific, but okay. The attacks on the website are a public act of civil disobedience by gun owners. I don't know if that counts as civdis, if you're across the planet. Most of whom are in the United States, judging by the entries above. That's a stretch, but okay.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like I'm hearing people from the U.S. trolling people who believe that they're somehow... Well, this is the other thing I think about New Zealand. The U.K. had some success getting rid of stopping gun crimes by outlawing weapons. Now, it's an island. It makes it a lot easier to do that. Much harder to outlaw firearms on, say, the North American continent, where there's more guns than there are people. Probably two guns for every person. Like, outlawing guns here just means that you have a bunch of illegal guns in America. You're not going to get rid of them. Whereas on New Zealand, where maybe they don't have as many, they've done a better job of tracking them throughout the years and that kind of thing, it's going to be easier to get rid of the guns, whatever it is that they have. Now, when you look at England, for instance, just because they got rid of guns doesn't mean they got rid of violent crime. They didn't stop crime. Violent crime is up in London.
So now you can only defend yourself if you're strong, physically stronger than your attacker,
right,
which you never are because you don't pick your attacker. They pick you.
Right. That's always a difficulty. Sometimes weaker attackers go after stronger attackers, but a gun can change the odds in those circumstances. And that's the thing. That's what you have to look at is here. The old saying is, God made man, Sam Colt made him equal. What you're saying is that some little 100-pound lady can't protect herself anymore against the rapist because you're scared of the guns. That's what you're doing. You're taking guns away from people who may very well need them. And that's sad. It's a tool. The crime is what should be illegal here, not the possession of a weapon. Possessing a weapon does not harm anyone. Using the weapon on somebody, threatening with the weapon or something like that, now we're talking. But if you can't show harm, you can't show crime. And you know, until we learn that, we're just never going to be able to live together. We're just going to keep on incarcerating a bunch of people. Here's the sad truth. It's the sad truth. Whatever gun law you pass is going to be used in a racist fashion, ladies and gentlemen. More people who are ethnically disadvantaged are going to be arrested, charged, and incarcerated for longer. For every gun crime you pass. You may hate white men, but those crimes won't be used against them. They'll be used against people who are of other ethnicities. Happens all the time. Take a look at the statistics on felon in possession. Right now, we have a class of people who are disallowed from owning weapons. Take a look and see what the conviction rate is, felon in possession. You will see disproportionately it is black men. It doesn't say that any of those people harmed anyone with that gun. Maybe their son...
If they did, then they would have been charged with that.
Absolutely. Maybe their son was, suspected in something. The cops come through. They search the house. They say, whose gun is this? Dad says, it's mine. And, well, dad's a felon. That's it. Going to jail. That's how these laws work out. Sorry, it's the reality. You don't have to like reality, but you don't get to create a new one out of thin air. Well, we should have a system that's fair. Sorry, that's not how this crap works. Not fair. You taking somebody's gun away that hasn't hurt anybody isn't fair either. Stop with the fair crap. Fair doesn't exist. Check your hopes and dreams at the door. This is the Church of the Painful Truth. Freak Talk Live.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.